to the Vaibhashika school. So we are on page 4 of the English translation, and today we're going to discuss valid cognizers according to them.
Maybe it's if we always review, then our class will not finish. So, we really don't have to go according to this standard, you know. We try to get main point here. Now here we are talking about object, yeah. What do we say in way of a certain object possessor. So object possessor, before I already mentioned that, actually how many there are object possessor is can be consciousness awarenesses, consciousness. Also object possessor can be person. Object possessor can be sound, yeah. So here, actually here, object possessor is really, really important to, important to, even those object possessor, even to we, is very important to even we talk about emptiness, even we study Buddha, path of Buddha attain enlightenment. If you really don't know object possessor, then it's very difficult to understand path of attain enlightenment. Path of attain enlightenment, Buddha paths, they have actually in a, there are 15 paths, different paths, you know. Then the Hinayana, they have two types of Hinayana. Hinayana, hearing Hinayana and solitary realizer Hinayana. And then we said Mahayana. Mahayana has also five paths and Hinayana five paths. Those all paths are object possessor. Why those all paths are object possessor? Why? Even we say everybody, I don't want to make confusion. Just like path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation, path of noble learning, yeah? Those all are object possessor, yeah? Why? Why are they object possessor? Because they have object, yeah? Do they have different object or same object? Different object. That's why ness, we start talk about selflessness, personal selflessness, phenomena. Those all are talking about object of those five paths. Yeah? Because it has object. Now you clear because, yeah, object, yeah? That's why those are object. Now here, even we're talking about emptiness is object. Object of what? Object of wisdom. Object of any path of sin or path of meditation. Yeah? Also, we say person. Person is object possessor, yeah? Person, yeah? Because person has object. It means, that actually doesn't mean person, object possessor. It really doesn't talk us. It really doesn't, not only us. It really think about path of preparation, who possess path of preparation. Who possess the path of learning? Because here we study object or possessor. Those all are kind of method to study on getting those paths. Five paths, yeah? But main point, but we have to really, what is advantage of learning object or possessor? Why are they talking about object possessor here? Why are they talking about valid cognizer, those consciousness? Why are they talking? But you get reason. Yeah, why are they talking about this? Yeah, here, yeah, object possessor. Then we say sound is object possessor. Why? Why is important talking about sound here? Why? Yeah, because here talking about, we talk about sound, awareness is person, or yeah, awareness is, we just like go, is kind of how, where to get in path of those who possess those paths. Now here we're talking about sound. Why here talking about why talk sound? You think it's not important or important? Why sound is important? You mean because we hear or this, just this thinking or what? Sound is because important, because we're talking about emptiness, you know? If there's no sound, if we don't talk emptiness, if we don't talk sound, you cannot explain emptiness without explain with sound. Can you explain emptiness without sound? That's why in ngasu tangi nalo la ya tangi nalo la ya korang toni kala deshi je undu sambala ya mide ja sam se de mide ja da ma ja se de kanda ngasu toni se ki toni ki gaja de la ya mi da dai ja da ma ja se de gaja kono toni ki gaja de la demba tuba je demba tubi tuce la ya toni ki gaja de la ya lo nemi la na yo ang ki ja ba ma yin ba yu rang ki tomo dulungun de tuba se da kanda lo da mi ni la ya chono su umma da kawata ba ina di kan la ya tani da mi ki ja song kan la ya toni la mang che di kan de se de si jong da kanda mi ji yu shin chi la ya mi ji yu shin chi la ya de da yu chu su nyam de to ba ji ko nyam de rang xin le go dinza lo da mi de zin din na lo ja ge de da kanda Tatuna Azuma, Rodu Sambala, Machu Tony, that is Samalaya, Quacha, the Chagora, Dikan Dora, Takana Azu Shirab Chelaya, Kanda and Numutanji Pambala, Azu Tony Hako, Tony Hakovalaya, Chidam means in a candy load, Doba singing candy load, Dusing a candy load, Dag Yuchetan Carre, Doba Yuchetan Carmanda Carre, Dikanaya, Chichin, and Azu Tony in Decision Dora, Dins and Dinalle. अने ज़्यादा न दोस्त सामान दिन आलो शिए गए जिसे न तेरे से ताकन द चलो तो तम्बू शिए गए जिसे न हाको
So in Lama Tsongkhapa's treatise differentiating the interpretable meaning and the definitive meaning, he explains what emptiness is. Now, in order to understand emptiness, right, you have to understand the object of negation. Right, that is, refuted, right, in order to arrive, you know, at emptiness. Right, so when we talk about emptiness, we're really trying to refute true existence. Right, so true existence is the object of negation. Right, and what do we mean by true existence? Right, what is the criterion for something to exist truly? Right, so it actually refers, you know, to this mode of subsistence, right, that is able to exist, you know, without without being posited, right, through the force of appearing to a non-defective awareness. Right, so in order, right, to understand, you know, how to refute, you know, true existence, then, you know, we have to understand, you know, how, you know, this conception, you know, of true existence arises, you know, in our continuum, right? Therefore, you know, it is necessary, right, to understand, you know, the presentation of persons, you know, of consciousnesses, and then also sounds, right? Because, you know, sounds are these modes, you know, through which the explanations, you know, of emptiness occurred, you know, the explanation on how to refute the object of negation occurs, right? So it is through, you know, understanding, you know, the presentations, right, of consciousnesses, persons, and sounds, right, that we are able to understand emptiness, right, to have access to emptiness, right, and that, you know, is necessary, right, if we want to attain enlightenment, right. So the purpose, right, of our discussion, right, should be understood well. Right, the discussion on consciousnesses, persons, and sounds, is really relevant, right, because it is the basis of our analysis to understand emptiness.
First, we're talking about person, yeah? I think so we little bit talk about person in previous class. So, Dandi Nalu, a person said, Kansa, Shedi, Chinangi, Nazu, Tini, Koran, Son, Down to Zambalea, Daji Pumbunga, Bokarun, Latin, Tapping us, Dance Layad Laya, and then Nazu, Namba Down, Shibagi, Cheva, Dikan Lior, Dance Layad Zambalea. 나중에 다시 지나기 간사하게 천지 세대 너당 빼 멍부여 간사하게 천지 내 가서 콘도 쉬인 봐 간사하게 천지 세대 가서 하고 간사하게 천지 세대 간사 간전잡지 인바데 무엇이 마투바이나 나중에 카이 나로를 저 아마다 저 심하세대 다가지 미점을 가점 치점을 저런 저 저항하실 이지지에 몽대랑레스 인정 Jawang Hashile, Mundi, Mayola, Kansa, sing it. Mazu Jawang Hashise, Jawang Hamada, Shimashia dele, Tatun, Zuzuza, the Kansa, two Yobainza, the Jawang Haman and the Yunta, the Matsuhako race. The Hamagovaina, Ani, Jawashimale, Mulu Tawashio, Chiji shows the Mundi race is a word to say blind fed. So, Dinza, Jawang Hashi, Abu Hakualaya, Kansa de. Yabu Yungusum, Kansa the Musumne, Kansa de Chiang Haman and Duyung, Dunishiman Dotanji. Utikalayangasu, Tambu, Number Sanje by Inza, Number Sanje by Yemi, Number Sanje with Chiang Hashi Kailan water, Legend Kailan water, Jondu Kailan water, then Number Sanje and Roya, Number Sanje and Jusai, Go Jondu, Tinia, Maransugi, Number Sanje by Yimbi, Panda Dodi. Hamagovaina, and she number Sanjeva in the Daz, Chiron, and he cut some seeds on race. Dinza, Takanda number Sanjeva singing Zuzadi, John Du Kilangi, Legend Panlanjingi, John Hashi Kilangi. That Kilambaina, Kilandand, John Hashi Yundand Hakoda, Yuza John Hashi Yundand Zuzadi, Gansak Tinjil Zugu Yubaji, Gansak Tinji Delaya, Jadan Damanda Yorda. Tachinang di jadang de ngasu manche da umag nalo le ani pumbunga kansa ge da den de ba kansa de ba pumbunga ani yiji namshi ye sing kansa ja ba ani namshi ge jyo kansa de ja ba ta de ne mambu ji de si yor yin za dan de ge nalo le yo ba yin za ni ge chu da ma zo ge za zo zo namba san ji bi chu da ji shi go ji ge nalo le chu da su su ge kansa ge chen ji jadang mun da yor da kansa sing zu gu zu sa mun da yor Tinza Azu Zuguzuza Munda Yobade Naranzo Ilaya, and indeed Naru Johnny, or Kondrin, or Kondrim de, the Sosu Jebache or S. Chizanga Tatuna was Oma Tenjo or Tuora, Tinza Zuguzuza Munda Yor. Tinza Tazan di Kansa, Tinjilaya, Tenny Tabin, Jebus Loza, Tenny Tabas Lodzama Kansa, singing the Jila Tengobadan, Jijin Rodan, Jinjila Tengoba. Kansa singing the Rawan Meba, Rawan Maimba, G. Shuruba in Duba Nanjigi, Shurubandawina, Da Shiri Gibusin, Da Gibu Rawan, Nanjitan Azogi Catholic Dan Kuzugi Yushugi, Chidangi Chuke Lenge Dozugi, Da singing the Kazu Rawan with Da Silo, Kuzu Dalia, D. Da de Castle de Zambale, Kuzugi Nanju Soul Sloda, Sosi, D. Da de Castle. Thomas Shushu, Nanga Shushu, Nekala, Matuba, go, dumi rawanji, yo debaji, pumuda mandiba, pumuda deha mebaji, pumula matemba, korang rawan yobaji, kutuk tende dajil and deshi jawara, soul singed. Tinsangazo tell a losed, da singed, tangazo dombani siundu, chi tenju at the siundu, da singed, pumbug nano laya, kansa singed. Pumbugin on its sin and do them and do it. The counter chevachini, and also Dale and Jessie to Jawara, Council and Jessie. Udinza, and a kitchen put into us. And that's any to the channels of Dinamo Dash and Dido.
We discuss, you know, a person as an object possessor. Right? So, what is this person? It is basically the I. Right, that is imputed independence on any of the five aggregates. Now, if we are not able to identify properly what a person is, right, then basically we are not able to understand, right, the presentation in Buddhism, right, of past and future lives. Right, so in other words, you know, if you do not really understand what a person is, and you claim that you believe in past and future lives, then it is really just a form of blind faith. Right? So when we have a presentation of past and future lives, right, we are really talking about a person, right, who comes from a previous life, right, and goes to a future life. But what is this person? Right? Likewise, you know, when we make prayers to say, you know, may I attain a precious human rebirth, you know, may I attain a good rebirth, and so on, we have to understand what this person is. What is this person that takes rebirth, right? What is this person that attains a precious human rebirth? Therefore, it is crucial, right, that we are able to identify accurately what a person is. What is this person that comes from a previous life and goes to a future life? Right. So as Buddhists, we assert, you know, rebirth, the existence of rebirth. We assert an existence of karma, you know, its effects and so on. Right. So if we, you know, are genuine Buddhists, right, then, you know, we have to understand, right, how these, doctrines, you know, are presented. Right? So if we fail to have a proper understanding of, you know, what a person is and so on, you know, then, you know, our claim, you know, that we are Buddhists, right, you know, it's just, you know, lip service. Right? So we should be able to tell, you know what a person is, and we are able to posit, you know, the illustration of a person. Right? And when you look at the Buddhist presentations, right, we have the four tenet systems, right, and they have different ways of talking about what a person is. Right? So some say that you know, a person, right, is the five aggregates, or, you know, it is the collection of the five aggregates. Right? Some say it is the mental consciousness. Right. Others say that it is the continuum of the mental consciousness, right? So there are different presentations, you know, of what a person is, right? And you know, basically, we're trying to pinpoint, right, what this person is, right? We talk about a person, you know, that you know, takes rebirth and so on. What exactly is this person? Right. So the final view, right, according to the consequence school, right, the middle way consequence school, the Madhyamaka Prasangika school, right, is, you know, a person, right, that is imputed in a dependent way. Right. And to understand what this is, we need to study, you know, and analyze, you know, the different tenets carefully, right, to understand their presentations. Right. So we say that, you know, a person is really just imputed in a dependent way, right, by depending on the aggregates. Right? So in other words, we do not accept a person that exists independently. If you look at some, you know, religions, certain religions such as, you know, the Catholics and the Christians and so on, they assert the existence of an independent self, right, which they refer by the term soul. right? So there is, an independent entity, right, that exists from beginningless time, and it does not need to depend on the physical and mental aggregates. Right? So in Buddhism, we assert something that is quite the opposite. Right? We say that the self depends on the aggregates. Right? It is imputed independence on the aggregates. Right? There is no such thing as an independent self that does not depend on the aggregates. Right? So, in Buddhism, right, there is this analysis, right, that is performed, by looking, right, for the self, among the aggregates, right. So, in this way, Buddhism arrives, at a conclusion, right, of emptiness, right. So, you can understand, right, from this explanation, how important it is, for you to, understand what a person is.
In our person. It's clear, yeah? Then, that then, I think that's him at the Timis. Then, the Gala Chidangi, Tangazogi, Chidamo, Najiji, we really don't have to, if you are not really clear, according to the Webashiga, it's okay. But if you get idea, then we, when you go Ness, Tenet, then you, whoever she can say like this, okay, sutra say like this, then why? Just like, think, okay, he talking about a person, he explained person this way, sutra explained person this way, which one is really true? You check, make sure, maybe you tell me, you better to go to school, this school. Maybe she tell me, you better go to that school. Now I have to think, which one is better? Is really... It's kind of, I have to find solution, kind of logic, which one is better for me and appropriate for me, which one is reasonable. Yeah? That's one way to teach different tenet and different, different topic. Yeah? So that's what you have to think. Now, that the name of the law, Chidang is law. Here now we're talking about consciousness. Consciousness. Now we start, object possessor, we talk about person, yeah? Person is object possessor. So, now second we talk about awarenesses. In Tibetan we say awarenesses and knower, then lo riba, consciousness. Those all are, I think it's kind of equivalent, a synonym, but different terms, absolutely same. Different terms, equivalent. Awarenesses, knower, consciousness, yeah? But in English, it's kind of different, If a person is consciousness or a person, we say, this person is unconscious, means this person doesn't have feeling. Is consciousness, unconscious, it refers to the feeling, yeah? Yeah, English, yeah?
Unconscious means
sleep. Yeah, sleep, no feeling is like conscious, unconscious kind of feeling, yeah? It's reversed to the kind of feeling. What do you think?
I think it refers more to like a person like sleep or if they were sick and they're not able to talk.
Yeah, this kind of, yeah? But independent really is different terms, absolutely same. Okay? Now here we... actually here talking about consciousness. Consciousness is when we practice Dharma, when we become, when we attain enlightenment. Attain enlightenment is for by training mind. If you train your mind, then you have to identify your mind, identify your consciousness. You have to separate something negative, you have to negative and positive, make different negative, you have to distinguish between negative consciousness and positive consciousness. Positive consciousness means its goal continue to until attain enlightenment. Yeah? Negative consciousness means that which one you have to abandon. Abandon. Yeah? That's why here we're talking about consciousness. Consciousness means for, also we say consciousness is our consciousness, nature of our consciousness is clear. Yeah? Clear, like sky. Nature of sky is clear and very pure, but sometimes sky obscured by cloud. But nature of our consciousness or our mind is clear and very pure, but sometimes obscured by our negative, what we say, negative emotion. Yeah, that's why we have problem. We circle in samsara. Why we circle in samsara? Because we cannot rid of those negative within in our mind. Because our mind always agitated with those part of negative mind. Yeah, that's why here we say is a consciousness. Talking about consciousness, consciousness. Actually, main point: consciousness, positive consciousness, and negative consciousness. In positive consciousness, there's some consciousness is, positive consciousness, they have different kind of consciousness, conceptual mind and direct perceiver, just like this, yeah? You just like if you get kind of map of consciousness, you know, this is consciousness, yeah? Then you have to make branch. Different branch consciousness, yeah, branch of consciousness. First consciousness, consciousness has positive, negative. Then positive has, okay, conceptual, direct perceiver, yeah, yeah. It's kind of little bit it's complicating, but.
Nirvana, if we have a consciousness that goes to a hell realm or to Nirvana, wouldn't that be the true person? What is the person? That which reincarnates, goes to a hell or goes to Sukhavati, isn't that
is part of
being? Isn't that our being?
Being, everything? Yeah, that is, yeah, being. Because we usually say previous, next life, is we're talking about a person, you know. Person is, in English, kansagi tenji, possessed. Kansagi tenji.
Illustration of a person.
Yeah.
But what would define that illustration? What is that person? That's
but,
what.
Yeah, this person we define, this person is we're talking about in sutra, in tantra. Tantra, we just like talking about just like which mind is subtle mind, which one indivisible with a kind of wind, yeah? But here we're talking about in sutra, talking about really this kind of person which come from previous to this life to next life. We're talking about really subtle mind, is continuity of mind. Talking of continuity of mind that we call mental consciousness, continuity of mental consciousness.
So mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Usually because there is a in a, ngaso ki namde leu niba ki nalo la ya, namde leu niba ki nalo la ya. Jiao hashi dui riba de la ya, ani jiao hashi dui de la korang ribi ki jiao kan la ya. Riba ge ani kansa ge riba jins le du sam bale kansa ge chenji ji nam shi de che nga ma ne du ne shiman do ya de riba khona ge jyo kan la ya ani du sha yo res ribi ge jyo de du ne u du ne shiman do zin ti za nga zo ge jaw nga shi le du sam bale kan da ta tu na jyo kan la ya jyo kan la continuity ni za jyo de ko mu tu ndo ge zi di kan la da ga ra di kan du sha yo res 你说交往开始结识结巴的，那么的六年半拿落来呀？ of the series.
Right, so in the text entitled Pramanavatika, right, which is Dharmakari's commentary on the Compendium of Valid Cognition, he presents the reasoning proving the existence of past and future lives. So in the second chapter of this text, he explains that, you know, if you examine what is it that comes, you know, to this life from a previous life and goes to a future life, right? It is actually the continuum of consciousness, right? In particular, right, he talks about, you know, the continuity, right, of the mind basis of all. Right? So, you know, we posit, right, that, you know, the continuity or the continuum of mental consciousness, right, is what, you know, passes from one life to another. Right, so if you want a very, you know, extensive explanation, right, on, you know, this process and the reasoning proving the existence of past and future lives, right, then you should look into this material, right, the second chapter of Dharmakari's Pramanavatika.
Pena ribachi dubaina gembo chika mach yesro da gembo michika majora michika me riba de ko riba shima chang jag zol de zambale badu riba ta kanda chwa shima da nyam de tegris de teba kar zol de zambale cha che jende ji riba yin be shizin da kanda de jin ji sen de ko jor da yin zang chwa nga shi yu da mes lo de zambale kanda jion kan la chang chang de shi jag res.
So there is a reasoning that is employed in this second chapter, right? So it talks about, you know, the consciousness, right, at the time of death, right? So what is it that, you know, goes on to the intermediate state or the bardo, right? So then, you know, there is this continuity of the consciousness, right, or the continuum of the mental consciousness, right, that passes on. So this, you know, establishes the existence of a future life.
Oh, did you? Da, ngazu kasan di kan deshi jo imba. Ani ngazu cheta mawagi rangri sin kelegi meba insa sheba sin. Da kanda nge chona zla. Here I'm explaining kind of general idea about consciousness. Yeah, you have to keep this consciousness knower and lo. Riba.
Awareness. Yeah.
Awarenesses are equivalent, yeah? They use equivalent term of equivalent, yeah? Equivalent. They are same, okay? Now, in Tibetan definition of consciousness, seshin riba. Here I'm talking general idea, okay? Seshin riba. Seshin riba is lo dutsambale ya, ngaso ye, Ses labdu zambala shiba korang ngol deshi jawuris. Ripa labdu zambala shiba ki chilele deshi jawuris. Ses labdu zambala ya tangazo ki shiba ses labdu zambala chug nalo la ya. Chug nalo la ya ani dawi ki zuni seba naje ki ses la ya chidang. Kanda ses la ya de you object. You the Yujin la ses leve chi dan Yujin shiba korang ani chi tang chi sewa ses n deshi ni le zong Yujin shiba korang rang shen korang ani puir zang ma res ya ses leb du zang ma le you the Yujin shiba korang la ses leve chi jira chug nan lo le da yu zuni seba na je yu seg res ses le zong shiba korang rang shen de kari ne go Said the result that on the sewas, Sheba ngo. That Sheba ki chiledi, Seshni ribas loda, ribas loda zambalaya, Matsuki namju, Shirabla and Deshi Jaba Najigi, ribas loda zambalaya, Chun dudan du, Nambanjiba. Sitangi Matsuki Sheba ki rits and zens and Deshi Jabda Mambu yordi, ribas loda zambalaya, Kanda, Tenda dodo no Sheba ina, and Yenji Jeba. Kanda chepan jeba. Ngazu kasi sheba meba ina, ndu marisa chepan je tuwo mara. 지원진의 인사 섹신 리바스 라 아니 다 세슬라야 되는 대신 니래서 세신 리바스 세슬라도 잠발에 당 가서 세슬라도 잠발에 니다 이슈 슈인바 시바 코랑 지당제 제너럴체 다 거기 브랜치 시바 코랑래야 아니 시발에 네기티브 포지티브 오케이 안 드니는 시발에야 바 컨셉츄얼 도바 지제 아니 다레 퍼시버 도미 지시소 딘자 다 도바다 도미스만 리온다 시발마 시온두 다 도바다 도미스로도 잠말 다 코솔레 유세탄 칸데 리즌다 나송원에 자네기 some logic sonu jidan de chebaina ngarasole ganda ko som tan ko de kalore dudno chen che ayor chan kasna ngazu gi pena wan shi la tomi gi shi ba dane perceiver kusule ya yu sie tan kar res yu kan de se gres yu kan de tong gres ten de chi ji je tu du da su su de chi ka ga ko yu kan de tong gres ra ani to ba le ya ani yu siya tang kandis siya giris. Da chi nga zogi chi nangyu science, cindri ba du zogi na, ko yu siya tang diyan, koran zogi chi gi wangden koba gi jawlo laya, ta kanda mi shi gi chi, ani tiki nangla wangden koba tiki jawlo laya, ta kanda zozo miwa zungchin ya tangman, miwa zungchin ya tangmas lagu maribwe. Kanda o tindaji laya, pashu gi tila ya, ani wopo ne, ani Kanda Shiba Yusegris, Dakanda, could send you by Indeshi Jabna, Nasu Indeshi Jabna, Shiba Yusetan Karres. O Duzugi Karsana, Yusetan the Karres, this is some town with this umbale. That Tigi Deshi the Nasula Karpento yours. Tin Deshi Shiba Kalea, Yusegri, Yusegma, Deshi Karjo. Tin Deshi the Nasula Karpento is the Zambale. Nasugi Namju, Sosugi. Samlu karu kogu yemi, samlu karu tangu yemi, mula karu logu yemi, mula karu chegi yemi, tu shiba ikan laya lega karu chegi nga su, sonu matamba inzang, nga su nyota dikan lego warda. Shiba di lega karu chegi yemi, nga su nami jajar da. Too much talk, you know, talk ba 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 ba, but don't pay attention to what is going on in your mind. That's why we have problem. Yeah? Ti inzang nga su shiba ikan laya, ani kande segi dus. Ra, you kar se kar kar chegi do, mul kesi chegi kar chegi do, mul kesi chegi sosu somu kar tangi do. Ra, tinza sosu ki somu kar tangi yemi, sosu ki chuba mula kasi tangi yemi, hachi ya magoji, mu chan chan la pa shi dede, ngarazu ki sosu ki shiba kan laya, shiba ki ndotan, shiba ki leka kar chegi yemi, odo somu matama, nami jabi ta inza, ngazu ki ta kanda, shiba di kan laya, ani ko leka kar kar chegi do. O di yenji libicha karil chigdu, duja ichad karjig, o di yenji chine dusinia, lam jirim by dusinia, dun the ned dogra, Sanje Kopanya duad, the nedjikan dogor mado, tab the kalaya meditation chigi, me some gum jogins and lansa do and dochu the neo maris. O the nedis.
Right, so let us now discuss consciousnesses according to the school. We've mentioned in a previous class that the Vaibhashikas or the Great Exposition School, they do not accept a self-knower, right? They do not accept self-knowers, right? And in general, right, the definition of consciousness is that which is clear and knowing, right? That which is clear and knowing. Now, clear explains the nature of consciousness, right? And knowing explains the function of consciousness. Right? So when we say that the nature of a consciousness is clear, we're saying that, you know, it has this clarity or vividness, right, that allows you to see the object. Right? So you can think of you know, for example, clear water, right, in which, you know, the reflection of a moon, right, can appear in, right. So if you have such, you know, clear water, then you can, you know, reflect an object, right, in, you know, the water, Right. So when we say that the consciousness is clear, right, then we're talking about, you know, it having this quality, you know, or nature of clarity and vividness, right, that enables you to see the object, right, the object of the object possessor, the consciousness. Right. And the second part of the definition is knowing, right, knowing. So a consciousness has the function of knowing. Right. So this means that it has the ability, right, to differentiate, you know, between objects. Is able to tell this is this and that is that. Right. That is, there is this quality of discernment, right, of knowledge. Right. So when we you know, study consciousnesses, right, we need to understand, you know, the various categories of consciousness, right? So, for example, consciousnesses can be discussed, right, in terms of positive consciousnesses and negative consciousnesses. Right? Another way of you know, categorizing consciousnesses is you know, to think in terms of direct perceivers and conceptual minds. Right, so the direct perceivers are the non-conceptual type of minds, right? And minds that are not non-conceptual are conceptual. Right? So you can think in terms of direct perceivers and conceptual minds. Right? So how does, you know, a consciousness see its object? Right? So it has this you know, nature of clarity. How does it, you know, see its object? How does it realize its object? So you have to analyze, right? For example, how a sense consciousness works. Okay? How does a sense consciousness, like eye consciousness, see its object? How does it realize, you know, its object forms and so on? Right? And you can also perform a similar analysis, right, to understand how conceptual minds work. Right? How do they see their objects? Right? And you can also examine, right, how, you know, the presentation in Buddhism, right, compares with the presentation in science. Right? So, for example, in science, there is talk about, you know, a physical sense organ, right, that is the basis for example, seeing forms. Right. So, if you have an eye consciousness seeing forms, right, then, you know, within, right, you know, the physical eye organ, right, there is some kind of sense power, you know, clear matter and so on, right, that, you know, enables the seeing of forms, right, when light rays enters, you know, the, you know, eyeball, right, it strikes, you know, a certain surface and so on, right, so there's a particular mechanism, right, that enables us to see forms. Right, so you should explore, you know, how science explains, right, this process. Right, so it is important for us to understand, right, the presentation of consciousnesses, and you know, it is beneficial, right, to see, right, you know, the information, right, that is conveyed, you know, by the various presentations. Right, so if, yeah, we're able to understand, you know, how the minds and consciousnesses work, right, then this will benefit, right, our spiritual practice. For example, you know, when we think, you know, certain things, or when we say things to others, you know, when we do things to others, most of the time we don't pay attention to what is happening in our mind. Right, so we don't really know what's going on. Right, so as a result of that, you know, we run into problems, you know, in our interaction with others, you know, in our interpersonal relationships and so on. Right, and this is because we fail to understand what is happening in our mind. Right, so we do need to know, you know, what is going on. Right, in our consciousnesses, in our awarenesses, right, for us to avoid these problems. And also, if we want to traverse, you know, a spiritual path, right, we want to attain Buddhahood, right, we need to understand, you know, our minds properly. The attainment of Buddhahood doesn't come about, you know, just by our, you know, sitting there in meditation, you know, with our eyes closed. Right? We need to understand what is really going on in our minds. Right. So for this reason, this presentation, right, on consciousness is important.
Consciousness, okay. 다드니는 아소기 컨시니스라 또바 또미지 다드니는 야 지당이 카테고리노 니노지도 또바 또미 아니 세마 세미 어두진 레기도 다드니는 아소기 세마다 세미 다 간다 저런서기 지다 니다 가슴 대시진 진 타이밍의 인상 저런서 다 간다 시그에 세마생 가르치는 시기도 세미생 가르치는 시기도 또바슨 가르치는 시기도 또미슨 가르치는 시기도 다간다 시에 고바데 하고 다간다 고바 타투나 간다 랑아 순종아 디칸 데시 디칸 레그도 디칸 라인 로야 지레도 다간다 드 하고 게데 케치 무시 오지 레스 다간다 오드지 디인자 다드니나 망아조기 아니 쳔마스드 다치당이 쳔마 디기 제가 뭐하게 시대에게 체마대 이해한다 되게 말하던데 제가 간다 체마 체마스러도 잠발래야 체마스러도 잠발래야 맞아 보기에 나올래 되한다 된다 되지 제가 그걸 체마게 체니 요르데 바 되한다 된다지 되한다 된다 가르 되한다 된다를 쓰러도 잠발래야 유 세마세 de Sheba Kalandeshi Jew Yudu Zambale Sheba Tigi, you turn to Demba, you turn a Nebachi, you the Hakobachi, you the Yubachi Dagara Hakwa in the Koyora, in the you the turn to Dembachi, you the Twa Membachi, what the Nejila Kanda, Semas, in the Semale Muloas Loda, Muloas Loda Zambale, you the Hakwa Dan, you tell a tene. 아니 지금 고고 마티 반도지 그죠? 변한 아소기 미치 갈래 깨자 장무 장장지기 아니 다 변한 변다고 잡아이나 간디로 빼자 아니 지금 얘 잘한다고 이제 뉴기 여봐지 미티 갈래 오늘 장내 그 잘라 공지도 가리나 장무 장장 세게 여봐이나 거의 공지도 물러왔다 공지도 나 추요 말해 나 루요 말해 어떤 나신이, 나쪽이 체마스라도 잠발에, 코랑이 유대, 던던던바, 유대 물로와, 유대를 무추하지. 유대 고고 무티하지. 그래? 나쪽 자랑도 오지, 코, 두신이, 자랑 여기 여봐지, 코랑 나 공시 다다 말로봐지, 코랑 오 무비시해봐이나? 아, 코 추사르, 나 루사르 다 간다. 그래? 체마스인데 코 루그 말했어. 그래? 나도 삼아 가르치나 아니 삼사라 코안디기 나올래 나도 가르치려도 그래서 나도 수디오 수디오 가르치려도 잠발래 나도 세미기 생활도 누구 말해 나도 로추바 아니 뇌자 공조 나지 니무 어두석이 생활도 누구 여봐인서 나도 아니 코안디기 나올래 나도 루드리스 간다 루스려도 잠발래 추와 고구 태반다오지 어떤데지 고구다 그래서 세마생이들 고 고구 대기 말이 고 물로 아래 고 마초 아래에서 간다 유라 마초와 어떻게 지그라 세마세 다 지난 대신 어떤 데르다
So consciousnesses can be divided into conceptual minds and non-conceptual minds. Now another way of dividing consciousnesses is into the twofold division of valid cognizers and non-valid cognizers. So you can see this at the bottom of page 4 of the English translation, valid cognizers and non-valid cognizers. Now it is important for you to understand the purpose for explaining right, these categories of consciousnesses, right, because they form the basis for us to understand the presentation of the 15 paths. Right, 15 paths. Right, and the valid cognizer, according to the Vaibhashika school, it's quite different from the presentation of valid cognizer in other schools. But to put it simply, a valid cognizer is a consciousness that accords with reality. Right? So in other words, you know, it corresponds to what is true. Right? It is not deceptive. Right? It is not, dishonest. Right? So for example, I want to buy something, right, from, you know, somebody, right? And that person, you know, tells me the correct price, right, for this object that I want to buy. Right. So in other words, you know, this person doesn't try to cheat me, right? This person doesn't try to deceive me, right? The person tells me, you know, the correct price, right, that I have to pay to buy that object. Okay. So a valid cognizer is like that, right? You know, it does not try to fool you, right? It does not try to deceive you, right? Now, on the other hand, you know, we can, you know, imagine the scenario where, you know, when I try to buy something, the seller actually tries to cheat me, right? You know, by not telling me, you know, the correct price. You know, for example, telling me an inflated price, right? Tries to fool me, right? So you can see that, you know, if right, there is this element, right? You know, of dishonesty, right? Then, you know, there is deception involved. Okay, so a valid cognizer is not like that, right? There is no deception involved. Right, because a valid cognizer corresponds with reality. Right, so this discussion is relevant, right? Because we are circling in samsara, right? And the reason that, you know, we're trapped in samsara is because we have been deceived, right? We, instead of being influenced, you know, by valid cognizers, right? We are influenced by non-valid cognizers, you know, such as, you know, anger, you know, ignorance, pride, attachment, and so on, right? So, right, so it is important for us to understand, right, what these valid cognizers are, right? So these are minds, right, that are not deceptive, right? They correspond to reality, right, and they are unmistakable.
To us. Ta chetang mo ye duta jemba du su kanga ge chema la mul sat mul ri pas la zo sat mul ri pas ta kanda chetang mo ye chema sing de ri pa yin go ma res kar sana nga zo ge pe na mi shin lo ji ba yin na nga ra zu mi gi she ba ni mi gi she ba de chu zu thong ya de nga ra gi mi gi ong bu khora gi thong su le lo zu mi gi she ba ge chu zu thong su ji go ma res la ta kanda ta tuta jimba di mi wangi mi gi ombu gi jian jian ne ko thong gu ma do mi gi ombu ko ran thong gu ma res de lo wa ra ta che da mo ma res mi gi ombu ko ran thong gu res mi shi ko ran gi chu zu thong su le lo zu mi gi shi ba gi thong su yo ma re di yin za mi gi ombu ko ran se ma re ri ba ma res o de lo do di yin za ani
So in the definition, right, of a valid cognizer, right, we usually talk about, you know, a new, you know, and a non-deceptive, you know, awareness, right. However, in the Vaibhashika system, right, in the Great Exposition School, there is no need, right, for a consciousness. Right, when you're positing a valid cognizer, right? So they say that, you know, when you look at a table, right? For example, you have a the seeing of a table, right? It is the sense power, the eye sense power itself, right? That sees the table, right? Rather than the eye consciousness that sees the table. Right? So in all the other schools, right? It is said that. If you want to see something, right, then you definitely need an eye consciousness. Right? This eye consciousness plays, you know, a crucial role. However, in the Vaibhashika system, right, it is the sense power, the eye sense power that sees, rather than the consciousness.
Ta nga zo ge chema khan la deshi je wora. Chema. Ta chema de la ya nga zo ambu ngo sun chema yi ji ngo sun se. Ambu ngo sun de la ya ani maybe Lodu daughter. She already, Lodu has two granddaughter already memorized this six consciousness. Six sense consciousness, yeah? So, yeah, Lodu taught them good. Six consciousness, yeah. Inza, ani, tang asu go ombu sheba de la ya, di inza, di abodes, ina, ani, ombu sheba, Lodu, yeah, taught his daughter six consciousness and how does six consciousness, each consciousness, how does each consciousness preserve the, perceive the object. Yeah, this is good, you know. So, ani di inza, ta kanta ngazu sheba la category, first we talk about consciousness, consciousness we talk about valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer, yeah? Then valid cognizer we categorize in two. Valid cognizer of direct perceiver and inferential valid cognizer, yeah? Okay. Now direct perceiver, usually the six. Six. Okay. Then all tenets have same. They have six value. Oh no, these are omongosu yijung and ninjungosum migi omongosum omongosum yijungosum ninjungosu they middleway school, middleway consequence of school, they don't assert the self nor direct perceiver, yeah? Also, Webashiga doesn't assert self nor direct perceiver, yeah? That's I already explained, yeah? Why they don't accept self nor? Why they don't assert self nor? Tinza ngazu namba killing maris dakan namba kanazu kaninga disi shujora. Sheba singing who killing maris, chita mogi. Ra? Chitanga ambungusun de la miga ambungusun, nayam, chiam, lujum, ambungusun, yiji ambungusun. Kanta ambungusun de la kanta tuje. Ta yiji ambungusun de la, mazu ani, rarimusun, nejumusun to Zagora, Niza, ani rarimusun de, ta tuta jemba, ani cheta mawada, ani tinjua killing maris. Omongos de la two jazz. What that the name of the nere? Ani jibada, omongosum la ani two jada, or does some much jibada, daughter, to the jambata, can't that eating musum de laya, running musum came lamb at the dagmudo? What the name of the jibada is?
So at the bottom of page 4 and the top of page 5, right, we see that there are two types of valid cognizers. First, direct valid cognizers, and second, inferential valid cognizers. Now, in terms of the direct valid cognizers, we can discuss, you know, the six kinds of direct valid cognizers. Right, so we have the eye, you know, direct valid cognizer, ear, direct valid cognizer, and so forth. Right, so these are six types of consciousnesses accepted by all the schools. Right, and then there is a second way, right, of talking about this category of direct valid cognizers. Right, so at the top of page 5, right, you see there are three types of direct valid cognizers. First, sense direct perceivers. Second, mental direct perceivers. And third, yogic direct perceivers. Right, so you can see that in this list of types of direct valid cognizers, right, we don't see the self-knowers. Right, so in the school, as we have pointed out before, you know, the self-knowing, right, perceiver, right, is refuted. Right, so similar to the middleway consequent school or the Madhyamaka Prasangika school, right, the Vaibhashika school denies, right, the existence of self-knowers. Right, and the reason why they refute the existence of self-knowers has been explained before. Right? So basically, it's because they do not accept, you know, the aspect, right? The aspect, right? So because of that, right, self-knowers do not exist for them, right? So there is this exception, right? You know, right? This particular point, right? In which, you know, the Vaibhashika school and the Prasangika school, right, differ, right, from the other schools. Now, with respect to most of the other points, right, of the divisions, right, the schools are basically in agreement, right? They agree on, you know, the other types of categorizations. But still, there are slight differences, right? You know, between the presentation of the Vaibhashika school, right, and those of the other schools, right? One difference, as I mentioned before, right, is that in the Vaibhashika school, right, the direct, you know, perceiver, right, does not have to be, you know, a consciousness. Right? So they say that, for example, the eye sense power, right, is, you know, a valid cognizer, right, and, you know, what actually perceives, you know, the object, right, is not a consciousness. Right? So there are such differences, right, in the explanations of, you know, how objects are realized and so on.
I would talk about kind of general idea about consciousness, and also I a little bit talk about direct perceiver and inferential value cognizer. Yeah, now everybody like to talk about compassion, bodhicitta mind. You think we only use this bodhicitta mind, compassion? These all direct perceiver, inferential value cognizer, you use to refer to the five paths. Yeah, accumulation. Merit, path of accumulation merit, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Okay? Which one is the direct perceiver? Which one is inferential value cognizer? How? Okay? Now I just like a question here. Bodhicitta mind is a direct perceiver or what? Inferential value cognizer? We practice, yeah? Everybody meditate bodhicitta mind, yeah? Meditate compassion, yeah? Okay, then? Ordinary being, who has bodhicitta mind? Ordinary. Bodhisattva is ordinary being? Is a bodhicitta mind is value cognizer or non-value cognizer? Value cognizer? It's no value cognizer. That's easy, we have problem with it. It's not non-value cognizer or value cognizer. It's non-value cognizer. No, because that's what we wrong. We have problem because we are really not clear about object. Object and aspect. That's why bodhicitta mind is, what is object of bodhicitta mind? Dōshāng yīlō, dōshāng. Dōshāng sī ngā sō yī, dōshāng sī kālō rā jāng jī.
Complete enlightenment.
La.
Complete enlightenment.
Complete enlightenment is object. Nāmbā kārē?
Aspect. Right, so what is the aspect, you know, of the mind?
That's why we always use whatever we practice, we have to go before practice, we have to learn compassion, we need, okay, set up meditation, generate altruistic mind, bodhicitta mind, go to refuge. That's really, yeah. But I really don't insult you. I don't want to. It doesn't mean I don't put you down. Because we are, what we say, we are family, but I encourage you because it really makes sure, you know, object. Those object and aspect is very important. If you don't know, it's not clear about object and aspect, then how are you going to do meditate? Just which two or sentient beings come out offering and I practice this is for attain enlightenment, that's it? No, because, yeah, object. Now, object is, okay, bodhicitta mind, object is complete attain enlightenment. That's why they say, does bodhicitta mind understand the complete attain enlightenment? That's what we have to analyze. Because in Prajnamita, okay, Prajnamita, in Prajnamita, this third chapter is really detailed. How bodhicitta mind, this complete attain enlightenment means, enlightenment, how complete attain enlightenment object of bodhicitta mind, how bodhicitta mind perceive complete attain enlightenment, what is the aspect of bodhicitta mind. This is really in a mazu kob sumba yora phajin ko sumba ge nalo le an du du sam se we yore is din za ne ngaran so ge chang chu sin korang ge chin ni le da undu ani rang ge zo bi rang ge tros chi bi jin de do zo bi chang chu le mi bi dam ba da chung de de chu jin ti jin lang jin ju gu chi bi ti jin so yi chi na bi che ba jin se sin ni du sa ma ngaso ge da kan da sam ha ko gu da mado ngaso ge da ga zo bodhi chi da mai se le de zam ba le ya lamsa ko ro son ta de ngen de chi che de yin sim chen ge chi de je ge yu sin da ga zi ge ko bodhi chi da mai de cha ge na kan de na kan shi se ja din zan da ngaso de che ma de zul ba ja gu do dan de che ma she he we talking very kanazer da bodhi chi da mai de kar ri de compassion kar ri de tu zu la ni ma zo lam nga shi zo kar ri de di na lo kar ri de kar ri mi de ra ma zo attain enlightenment langa di kang do yin lo ra langa di kang do la ma zo tam bu xin ju che wo ra
So the definition of bodhicitta, right, the mind of enlightenment, right, is clearly stated, right, in this third chapter of this text. Right, in order for you to, you know, really develop bodhicitta, you have to know what it is. Right, so bodhicitta, conventional mind of enlightenment, right, is defined, right, as a Mahayana special main mental knower that arises concomitant with an accompanying aspiration observing complete enlightenment for others' welfare, and is distinguished by abiding in a class of paths that serves as the entrance to the Mahayana paths. Right, so if you do not understand, right, you know, what is involved in generating this mind, right, then, you know, you're not able to really cultivate bodhicitta. Right, for that reason, you know, it is important for you to have, you know, a very precise understanding, you know, of what a consciousness is, right, you know, what, you know, its aspect and you know, other characteristics are. Right? So in that way, then you can cultivate, you know, bodhicitta.
Rinpoche, did you just say bodhicitta mind is non-violent concognizer? Buddha have bodhicitta mind, right?
Yeah.
Buddha have a non-violent concognizer?
Oh, good. That's why it kind of, he developed, Actually, things are Matsugi Karsana, Matsugi Tsansa de Shijakozula. Ani Pali saw Shija saw the Pali saw H Lajura. If you do like debate like this, do you eat impermanent? Do you eat impermanent? No, I do just like this. Do you eat impermanent? You answer. Yeah, when you eat, do you eat impermanent or you don't? You eat impermanent? Okay.
If it's impermanent, it doesn't last.
Yeah, but he eat food, yeah? But you eat food, but you doesn't eat impermanent, yeah? Yeah? Just like this, yeah. This is a kind of, with a Buddha's compassion, Buddha's bodhicitta mind is omniscient mind, is very cognizer. Buddha bodhicitta mind is bodhicitta mind. But bodhicitta mind is not very cognizer. Buddha bodhicitta mind is bodhicitta mind, very cognizer. Because Buddha's all minds are omniscient. Buddha doesn't have conceptual mind. Yeah? Buddha's all minds are omniscient mind. Yeah, this is good. Good question, very good. Yeah.
Okay, so Bodhisattva, the Bodhicitta mind is non-violent because he's not Buddha.
No, because, Bodhisattva, yeah.
Bodhisattva, they are non-violent.
Yeah,
okay.
Good. Yeah. Then other question?
I was wondering, what is the difference between cultivating bodhicitta and generating bodhicitta?
The difference between cultivating bodhicitta and meditating on bodhicitta.
Cultivating versus generating.
Cultivating versus generating.
I think they're the same thing. Yeah.
디 야 창조기 샘 장와 당 창조기 샘야 깨바 깨바 요래베
맞다 간다 제너레이션의 부기 나올래 제너레이터 더 쿨티베트 니가 깨바로 와라 쿨티베트는 다 깨와라 제너레이션이 깨와라 부기 나올래 어 비오 이 샘 아딘이야 Bukye nalu kala ora, generation chie bada, cultivation niga chie bada, bukye nalu la?
So in both cases, you're generating this mind, right? So there's no difference between like cultivating it and generating it.
Yeah, actually in Tibetan it's kind of same, you see. Yeah, subtle, generate and cultivate. Cultivate you can use for external things. Cultivate fruit or something. You cannot say generate fruit or something, yeah? Yeah, actually in Tibetan they're same. Generate and both. It's the same, they're same. Okay, talking about it's okay, compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta mind. You can think bodhicitta mind, compassion, five paths. Those all are value cognizer or no value cognizer. Those all are direct perceiver or conceptual mind. You think why they are conceptual mind, why they are not direct perceiver, okay? That's what you think. And then, that the name is Nenjo Ngosum. Nenjo Ngosum she what is. That's not a ninja awesome say the Ninju ngusum se da, chidang chuda oma la jabayi na, chidang yi nga su sosu chiyo la yobaji. Ta kanda ninju ngusum se di, nga su ninju ngusum se di, now just is a, I heard somebody explain it very easy way, kind of, oh, yogi dari perceiver, yogi dari perceiver. Yeah, it's no kind of easier, because in Tibet, rangi tomo mahi bi dachin de chi bi shila sunde tinge je slo de samalaya ne jo musu sing de yogi dare perceiver generated by a company of come about in shamatha yeah it's no easy yeah actually here is a yogi dare perceiver is really refers to which dare perceiver which mind understand the selflessness is a person. Yogi dare perceivers, object of yogi dare perceiver is selflessness is a person. Yeah? Selflessness is a person, yeah? Then here, even if we just like, Hinayana, we think about Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana, here yogi dare object of yogi dare perceiver, they said two types of selflessness a person. Two types of selflessness a person, okay? Selflessness a person. First, I have to, do we have to understand selflessness? Why we have to understand selflessness a person? Why they are talking about selflessness a person? Why? What purpose of talking about selflessness a person. What purpose? Maybe we just talk about in the Hinayana, yeah? Just like general idea. In Hinayana, just like general idea, Mahayana is a kind of object of Mahayana talking about just like emptiness. Selflessness a phenomena. Okay? Then selflessness a person is refers to the Hinayana, yeah? Now in Hinayana, you're talking selflessness person has two types of selflessness person. First, what purpose of talking about selflessness persons? Before I mentioned the purpose of talking emptiness, yeah? Yeah. No, purpose of talking emptiness when we taught two truth, I explained, yeah? But what purpose of talking about selflessness person? Why? Why they're talking about selfless person, selflessness phenomena? Why? Then, selflessness person is. Also selflessness phenomena and selflessness person. Yeah, actually, selflessness person in Hinayana, you know, when you destroy affliction mind with a two types of destruction, yeah? Afflictive destruction of affliction mind, destruction of obstacle to omniscient mind, yeah? If we don't understand selflessness of a person directly, it's very difficult to get instead of arhat. It's very difficult to destroy affliction mind. Yeah? Then affliction mind is obstacle, yeah? Obstacle and affliction mind obscure what? Obscure to what? Yeah, liberation. Affliction mind obscure to liberation. Okay? Obscure to liberation. That's why if we don't understand dare perceiver is cannot destroy affliction mind, is affliction mind. So which mind relies the selflessness of a person directly, that is the antidote of affliction mind. Yeah? That's what we talk here. Selflessness in the person, yeah? Yeah, selfless, maybe first we say, we have first make sure, 15 paths, yeah? 15 paths. Hinayana has 10 paths, yeah? Hinayana. Hearing, first hearing, yeah? Hero. Hero has 5 paths, yeah? Which one? Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of normal learning, path of meditation. Yeah? Oh, sorry, yeah. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation, path of normal learning, yeah? Maybe Ajahn is, sorry, gone too much. Dami, oh. There were a question more. Actually here, I really don't go deeper. Even I want to go deeper, I don't know. Sorry. But no deeper, okay? Just like general. It's kind of, now here we're talking about even selflessness of a person, yeah? When you get path of accumulated path of appropriate path of sin, path of normal learning, this is kind of from renunciation. Now, okay, I just want to share like renunciation. Ngasung namju karsala du zambalaya. Renunciation, we're always talking about samsara, renunciation, yeah? Samsara said renunciation, ngasung ninjun chebalaya. Ngasung uma juba sino, tambo ngasi dala shinjiji, dagin dushi una chacheba. So chen shen da rangwa me bai do la ni ji chi ga de lan de zhen ka zhen da nam ju ni ji le de ba ju ya ge la nga zu kwa ge nam lo le ya nga zu ge jin nen xie xuan ni ju jie ba le ya nga rang zu ku yi ge kwa le ya me do na ji ku yi ge dung ye ge na zu tong gu le kwa sing de te we yu bi me do na ji ku yi ge dung ye na zu sang gu le ku yi ge dung ye na zu sang ba le ya ku yi ge dung ye ge 고익이 지어 통고래서 고익이 지어 통발래야 고익이 지어 통발래야 고익이 지어 종이스르 주카리 주 affliction mind the affliction mind 슬은 죽죽고래 가사게 단제 맞아 selflessness the person 로도 잠발래야 가사게 담이 두 똥이 디 디 님부르다 가사게 단제 다 간다 affliction mind 드네네 다치엄 비 고반 터발래야 판도야디 간다 간사기 단쟁 방고래 쓴다 간다 디저 코이기 쥐온 통발래 간사기 단쟁 니무 디기 간사 단쟁 니무 디기 응아라서 콰래 나야래야 아니 쥐온 가르치기도 쥐 가르치기도 디저 마서 다다 오만 주박이 나로래 니무 쥐온아 말린 지송라 딸래 쥐온아 로이 통지 단은 디 이도 동시에 내조바이 단은 고바시 예슨 바딘 다와타 코랑이 담보 네 다드 투방 고야데 selflessness is a person 간사기 다 singing 고야데 가르치는 고기 슬로디 삼발에 나란솔에 코아기 나로레 제가 나치 둥에 강가 아니 지다 간사 단제 뉴무 간사 단제 디기 지어치네 맞으로 제가 나치 둥에 삼아 디기레기도 등 고야 치드 네 간사 담이 시기 인선다 인자 네 나로 간사 담이 시에 고바드레도 Tinsa share purpose, why they talking a self? Then also, Jisin Hakogudo, why they talking a selfless person? It doesn't mean you just get in there, no. It doesn't mean just like, oh, if you pat a sutra, then you have to take maybe uncountable events to attain enlightenment. Yeah? If you practice maybe sutra, tantra, maybe you attain enlightenment in this life. Not this way. If you don't, we don't know it's a kind of qualities, those bodhicitta, those compassion, those purpose of those, everything, how? That's what first we have to make sure. You know, actually what is the purpose of talking selfless in a person, yeah? Yeah, why they are talking to selfless persons, yeah? Selflessness of a person for what? Yeah.
Right, so when we talk about renunciation, right, we need to understand, right, the faults of samsara. Right? So why is it that, you know, we circle in samsara, right, and, you know, we are caused to suffer? Right, and right, so renunciation, right, is basically this mind, right, that wants to be free from samsara, right. So what is it, you know, that causes us, you know, to circle in cyclic existence? There is this verse from Chandrakirti's supplement to the Middle Way, Madhyamakavatara, at the beginning of the text, right, in which he says, through initially adhering to a self, an I, and then generating attachment for things, this is mine, right? Homage, you know, to that compassion for migrators who are powerless like a bucket traveling in a well. Right, so here, right, it is clearly identified, right, that, you know, the cause, you know, for migrating beings, right, circling in samsara, right, is this conception of self, right, this adherence, you know, to an I, right. So, you know, this, right, you know, as well as the afflictions, right, that generates, you know, are really, you know, what causes us, you know, to be trapped in samsara, right. And the direct antidote, right, the antidote, you know, to this conception of self as well as the other afflictions, right, is, you know, the wisdom realizing selflessness of persons, right? So for this reason, it is important for us to understand selflessness of persons, right? It's not sufficient that you just, you know, have this general idea, you know, of, you know, wanting to meditate on selflessness or emptiness, you know, based on, you know, thinking that, okay, if I practice sutra, then I have to, you know, stay in samsara for three countless great aeons, whereas if I practice tantra, then I'll attain enlightenment in this life. Right, so you need a very precise understanding of what, you know, this realization of selflessness of persons is all about, and, you know, why, you know, it can help you, right, get out of samsara, right? Right, and there is another stanza from Chandrakirti's supplement in the Middle Way, right, in which, you know, he talks about, you know, how yogis, right, understand, you know, the mechanism, right, of you know, of cyclic existence and how to get out of it, right. So in this stanza, it is said, having seen with intelligence that afflictions and faults, without exception, arise from the view of the transitory collection, and having realized that the self is the object of that, yogis refute the self. Right. So the refutation of the self and the realization of selflessness of persons, right, is, you know, crucial to, you know, the elimination, you know, of the afflictions, right, and the conception of self, right, you know, which are the causes of us circling in samsara, right? So if we want to get out of samsara, right, you know, we have to understand, you know, what this conception of self is all about and how, you know, the realization of self as a person will counteract that conception of self.
What is the time now? Okay, then here, now here is the object of yogi, the perceiver. Okay, object of yogi, the perceiver is selflessness as a person, yeah? Selflessness as a person, yeah? Here, yogi, the perceiver is really... It's not somebody is really explained very easy. It's not easy. It's generated by kama abiding and shamatha. Kama abiding shamatha. You know what is nature of shamatha? Kama abiding is calmness. Yeah. What is nature of shamatha? Spatial insight. What is nature of spatial insight? What is entity of spatial insight? Yeah, it's spatial insight is wisdom. Wisdom what? Wisdom means something discriminated by reason. Yeah. What is object of spatial insight? Spatial insight, understand what? Emptiness, selflessness of a person. Yeah. Also, emptiness and selflessness of a person. Not only emptiness. Even not emptiness, not emptiness, not understand emptiness can generate spatial insight. Understand selflessness of a person. Yeah? Now we understand, because spatial insight is wisdom. Okay? Spatial insight is wisdom. Wisdom means understand something by reason. Understand what? Selflessness of a person or spatial insight. So, understanding selflessness of a person is not easy. First, you have to analyze and then understand by, first you have to analyze and make inference, and then you will understand by reason. That we call inferential value cognizer. Yeah, first selflessness of a person, first understand by inferential value cognizer, then inferential value cognizer transfer to the dread perceiver. Do you think when inferential value cognizer, okay, I have one question, okay. Inferential value cognizer is conceptual mind, yeah? Yeah? Why? Yeah, it's general, it's kind of general, means, yeah. Conceptual mind, yeah? Even you say in middle way, in a sutra, it's conceptual mind, then when you attain enlightenment, what are you doing? You French your value cognizer. What happened? In French your value cognizer. Yeah, it's become now, it's a transfer the direct perceiver. That's why we say the path of sin. Path of sin is first. Continuity of path of sin is in French your value cognizer. Yeah? Yeah, this here just. That's all. You could be. You guys confuse my English? You confuse. Yeah, 가족이 갔으나 간사 담이여라. 간사기 담이. Yeah, is a direct yogi direct perceiver. Yeah, yogi direct perceiver generated by what? Shila sundeji dingizila.
A union of karma abiding and special insight.
Oh yeah, union of karma abiding and special insight. Okay, then the yogi direct perceiver is if you refer to the Hinayana, yogi direct perceiver can be a path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Yogi direct perceiver can be path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. Yeah? Now here is very difficult object of yogi direct perceiver. We say selflessness as a person. Selflessness as a person has two. Usually in other school, in sutra, there's a subtle and coarse. Yeah? Selflessness as a person has two. First one, dangbu de ngazu kansa taji rawang chinji tubi tuan se de. Chije, niba de kansa rangja tubi zeyuji tubi tuan se. Ta kanda ni yores, selflessness as a person de laya.
So there are two types of selflessness of persons, and you can see them on page 5 of your English translation, right, where it says, there are two types of yogic direct perceivers that directly realize the selflessness of persons. Right. So the first is the yogic direct perceivers that realize the person to be empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. And number two, yogic direct perceivers that realize the person to be empty of being self-sufficient, substantially existent. Right? So there are two types of selflessness of persons. Right? So the first is the emptiness of a person being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right? The second type of selflessness persons is the person's emptiness of being self-sufficient, substantially existent.
Tata nga kondu siya laja, nenjo ngosung dilaya, nenjo ngosung yu dilaya kansa ki dami chiye, an daga nangye mdaba, mdaba da di nalu legi res. Ta mdaba da di nalu legi yueba din reshi di kante legi sila du sambalaya, tangbo, kansa ta chi rangwa chinji chubi tongwa singi dami tangbo jido, ta tila yin dhawa shibu jorda. Shu chiye ta kanta reshi di kante legi res.
I missed out on one type of yogic direct perceiver previously, right? As you can see in the translation, right, there is actually a second type of yogic direct perceiver, right? So the first directly realizes the selflessness of persons, right? So a second type of yogic direct perceiver, right, is that which directly realizes impermanence, right? Right, and then after that, right, the text says that there are two types of yogic direct perceivers that then directly realize the selflessness of persons. Right, the first is yogic direct perceivers that realize the person to be empty of being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right, so there is a lot that can be said about this kind of emptiness, right, emptiness of being permanent, unitary, and independent.
If we explain selflessness in a person, maybe it takes time, so it's a little bit complicating. So maybe I'm going to explain next class about selflessness in a person. Raj Angela.
Yeah, Didi Mamushia Yura.
Tangazu Kansa Dami said the Masuki Dina Lule Dachi Rangwaji, Dachi Rangwazi, and then Desi Bimura.
Right, as you can see, you know, in this first type of selflessness of persons, right, you know, it talks about the emptiness of being empty, of being permanent, unitary, and independent. Right, so there are three components here. Right, first, you know, permanent, second, unitary, and third, independent. And, you know, there is so much that can be said about each of these components, right? And, you know, there are different levels of discussing these terms, right? You know, coarse ways of interpreting them and subtle ways of interpreting them.
I'm going to stop here and maybe a little bit, some questions?
I'm trying to get it on. Okay. You said the person has a subtle mind stream that passes from one life to another. Does this, what is it called?
It's like.
Does that person's mind stream also carry the karma with it?
Yeah, karma. Usually we say imprint of karma, just like. Because it's mental. Usually we say previous next life, we're talking about the continuity of mind, yeah? Mm-hmm. So mind, continuity of mind or mind is carry the imprint of your action, previous action or this action. If you go next life, continue to mind or your mind imprint of this action bring on within your, how to say, with your mind bring to next. And then, yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
So this karma, though, it does it, if it is not remembered in the next life, How does that also bring the consequence?
Usually karma doesn't mean, because karma, karma, they put seed on your mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Then one seed encounter with cause and condition, it will ripen. Just like if you grow seeds in the field, in the farm, when you throw seeds in the farm, then seeds just, if you, in the farm there's no water, there's no fertilizer, if you just grow in the farm, seed will not grow, yeah? When these seeds encounter with water, the seed will grow, just like, it's, just like this, yeah? When encounter with something, then it will ripen. It will ripe.
So how do the seeds?
It's really move? Like if you think is a seeds of karma is really like the which seeds we grow in the field from.
So these seeds, they stay with the mind and they continue with it, but they don't grow unless the conditions.
Yeah, this ripen. Yeah, these seeds grow when encountered with cause and condition, with condition. Just like I mentioned that if you throw seeds in the form, in the dry form, seed will not grow, yeah? If when you seed grow in the form with water and fertilize, seed will grow like this. Just like this, yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Maybe you have some easy example. Do you have some example like seeds ripen karma? It's clear, not clear. It's clear, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, maybe you think more and more. Yeah. First, really, you have to think is continuity. Continuity, yeah, it's continuity, how mind go to continuity, yeah, how mind go continuity, just you find some example kind of external things and how mind, what we say, disappear. It's just like, it's kind of, we don't say mind disappear, but continuity of mind doesn't disappear, yeah? Just like you say, oh, Rinpoche disappear. When I die, I disappear. But continuity of me not disappear. Just like house disappear, continuity of house not going to disappear, yeah? Continuity of house going. Going continually, yeah? Do you think? Continuity of house, but shape of house disappear. But continuity of house not disappear, yeah? Because continuity of, what is house continuity? Because that we say house continuity. Usually we say house continuity is, what is house continuity? House continuity is house substances. Those substances, kind of rock or kind of those, all are, yeah, those rock, shape of those rock, substances of house, substances of house is continuity of house. Yeah? These substances of house disappear. Substances of house is going something, yeah? Become other things, maybe. When you destroy house, become dust. This is substances of house, yeah? When they become dust, is the continuity of house substances or not? Yeah? We don't call house. It's continuity of house. Because this is continuity means zaijun. You know, we say we have in a topic class, they have two causes, yeah? Cause of condition and cause of closer or something. Two causes, what are?
Substantial cause and cooperative condition.
Yeah, cooperative condition cause. Substantial cause. Now, okay, you give me example. Vase. What is cooperation condition of a vase? And what is substantial cause of vase? Because they're in topic class, the purpose of they're talking because it's okay. Because everything has two causes, cooperation of a condition and substantial cause. Now, if like vase, what is substantial cause of vase? What is cause of condition of this? Cooperation condition of this? Yeah. What is my substantial, my body's substantial of cause? Is father and mother's substances is my body's, what is it? Yeah, then cooperative condition. Yeah, you just think example like this, okay?
So my question is about how we purify karma. So like we don't know what we've done since the beginning of time, and you're saying that the karma is the seeds, like karmic seeds are planted in our continuum, mental continuum. So then when we're purifying karma, are we really purifying the the like self-grasping, and the seeds are like the afflictive emotions that grow out of that, that we react to in the causes and situations that arise. Is that like what's happening?
Actually, really, we see something doing puja or something, yeah? It's really difficult to purify kind of, what do you say, it's kind of, you have karma that rebirth in a lower realm or something, yeah? Purify karma means, if you don't take out cause of, root of, cause of karma, yeah? It's very difficult to purify, yeah? So, but, is maybe, how to say, if, help you to, kind of temporary prevent to rebirth or something. But just like, it kind of just like, I can, those kind of purifier of karma, just like I use harsh word to you or kind of bad things to use other people, kind of just like light karma. Those maybe we can, or, purify by your motivation or something. But is by puja, by only teacher is kind of purify. Because by, with teacher and by your motivation is purify. You know? If teacher, only teacher is like me, if I can purify, then there's no more samsara. Then if we say, then if I can purify all those, then, to not debauchi is a, to not debauchi, mutrashin, roi dunge, chaki, mzela, niji, toba jinla, po mende, chini demba tembe, troze, telason tareda.
Yeah, so the Buddha said that I cannot, you know, wash away, you know, your sufferings with water. Right, I cannot, you know, remove, you know, your negativities, you know, like, you know, removing a thorn, right, with the hand, right, I cannot transfer my realizations to you, right. The way, you know, I help living beings is by teaching them reality.
Sometimes we have kind of people sick, or sometimes we do puja and it's better. It doesn't mean purify root of karma. But sometimes this is kind of purified, depends really, it really depends their strong faith and teacher's motivation, connection. Like when I do puja, I have really strong motivation towards you, then you have really strong faith. Yeah? And it will help you to reduce your pain or take out your pain. Because if you really have strong faith, oh, Romchi is going to do puja for me and maybe it will be better. If you strong faith, it's kind of change your feeling. When you kind of change your focus on your sickness or something, then it will be better. Usually because before in the Mansak, they also explained this. I just like kind of believe them because they said because in Catholic, in Buddhist, I took one psychology class because they pray for the God, for the Buddha, take out their suffering, their sickness. Why they said, but Buddha or God cannot take out their suffering. How did, what, then when they pray, they sometimes their pain, the sickness gone. Why? Because it means they have a strong faith. This strong faith change their feeling. When change your feeling, then you lose focus on your sickness and then it will go away like this. Yeah, that's what I sometimes think. Because sometimes when I have stomach, okay, just like sometimes, okay, my stomach is feeling no better, okay. If I really think, oh, focus on my stomach pain or something, it kind of grow up more, increase. Oh, then if I, you know, and go somewhere and do something, it's lost. Sometimes it's kind of really, it's depend on your focus. If somebody say, oh, I'm sick, always think like this, it will getting worse. If you ignore, just like in the example, like in monastery, okay? in monastery monks, a lot of monks, they have kind of habitat, you got it? Habitat B or C something, yeah? Habitat, yeah? Habitat, okay? This is very clear in monastery, very clear, this kind of example. Monk who has really narrow mind, okay, they're too much worry. Some monks, because one time, maybe Tibetan daughter come in monastery, they found a lot of monks, same habitat, a lot of monks. Maybe even in Dorakhansa, maybe we have maybe 20 monks. They found, and their daughter said, since daughter said, some monks, okay, get permission from Gyeku, disciplinary monastery, I cannot go to debate class, I cannot go puja, because doctor said I have habitat. Then they stay at home, worry about this. Some monks, you know, go to debate class, just, they don't have problem. Monks who get permission, who doesn't want to go puja, stay at home, think, they die, many monks. Day by day, I have to do, maybe I'm going to die tomorrow, just like this. But same duty. I think there is a kind of change, focus, feeling. When you have strong faith to your teacher, and this faith and motivation, connection, and then help to reduce your problem. Pastor, talk too much, sorry. Okay, Ajay Angela.
Lasso, Ramachi.
Oh, Tujicha, Ajay Angel.
Lasso. Tuna Jimaji.
Only Tuna Jimala, Ningazo, Kansa, Dami, Gitan, the Dami, the Lenindua.
Lasso.
I'm also Dami, Kolashi, Ajay Angel.
So, next week, we will go into a detailed discussion on the selflessness of persons, the two types that we mentioned today.
Only this, Gonyo Sound of Mundo, Ajay Angel, shared.
Oh, Mindu, Sebo Chaso.
Shuji are the general Kanla Shitu Mundo.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, Kashi di Letamboa, Missaba.
Jerome, Dakozola, Shuji that the Kalama Pe Kanla Shu in Rosas Mundo, Sheba. Sheba the Karazanoko Nangi, Nala Mi Manton, Jose Shi de Gora. Tinsa, Shuji Pe Kalando Kalikabundus. Kinsa da kanda ki cheji di chorang zu chua mangs dang re da kanda korang zu samlo
da da re da da re ya kani kani zhuo na ya de kyung yong ma re
re re la zu la zu
la zu
la zu a jian jie an tu ji jie
tu jie na
jie len jie yo
la zu na jie ma jie yo
ok la zu ok de ri ge
我刚才说了,我也经常的面对的话,马上就有人,给我的,你的那,那么上去,就觉得,多话就叫嘛,第三郎国不是有,讲究的,就让我接,马接不能接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接,接 Thank you.